Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Shlishi B'Shabbat, the third day of the week. And in the third aliyah of Parshat Miketz, we have 14 psukim. In this aliyah, Paro appoints Yosef to be the second in command of all of Mitzrayim. He's answerable to nobody other than Paro himself. Yosef is in charge of the entire operation of the food collection. And the 7 years of plenty arrive exactly as predicted by Yosef. Yosef is in charge of the whole collection of the extra grain. Yosef marries Osnat, the daughter of Potipharah, and she has 2 children with him, Menashe and Ephraim. Now, in the beginning of our aliyah, when Paro appoints Yosef to be the second in command of all of Mitzrayim, Paro says in Perek Lamed, Mem Aleph, Pasuk Lamed Tet, Vayomer Paro el Yosef, Acharei hodia Elokim otcha et kol zot, Ein Navon v'chacham kamocha. Said Paro to Yosef, now that Hashem has told you all of these things, everything that he, all the solutions to all the dreams and all the predictions and all the planning on how to save up for the grain, Ein Navon v'chacham kamocha, there is nobody as wise as you. And we have to ask, why would Paro introduce his appointment of Yosef with Acharei hodia Elokim otcha et kol zot? That's not an introduction to Ein Navon v'chacham kamocha. In other words, what is the connection between Hashem telling Yosef the solution to Paro's dreams and Paro telling Yosef that he is wise? It's an introduction to say that Hashem maybe is Navon v'chacham, or maybe it's an introduction to say that Hashem is with Yosef, but it's not an introduction to say that Yosef is wise. What is the connection between God telling Yosef how to solve these dreams and Yosef himself being a Navon v'chacham? The Dubna Magid Rav Yaakov Kranz, who died in 1804, answers these questions in a most beautiful way, as he always does, with a mashal. This mashal is found in the Sefer Kitvei HaMagid Midubna Chelek Bet on page 276. The book was compiled from various manuscripts by Rav Eliezer Steinman, and it was printed in 1953. Says the Dubna Magid the following mashal. Once there was a very wealthy Jew, a person who had the biggest store, the largest warehouse in the entire city. This person, the owner of this large store, complains to the tax authority that she was charged too much tax. The owner says that she does indeed have a huge store and a huge inventory, but she says it's all bought on credit. I own nothing. All I own is debt and debt and debt. I've got to sell in order to make money. I don't have any money of my own. I borrowed a ton of money just to get that inventory. And the representative from the tax authority says, yes, I understand that you have nothing. I understand that you yourself are not wealthy. However, if the banks or the lenders have such trust in you that they were prepared to lend you so much money to buy such a huge inventory, that says a lot about your own potential. That says a lot about what you, or at least what they think, you are able to make. That is the mashal according to the Dubna Magid. And the nimshal, he says, is as follows. Paro says, yes, I heard you say Bil Adai in the last aliyah. You said that it was all Hashem who gave you the power to interpret dreams. I know that, says Hashem. Says Paro, I know that it's God. But, Acharei hodia Elokim otcha et kol zot, now that I see what Hashem trusts you with, now that I see what Hashem is prepared to give you, it only means one thing. Ein Navon v'chacham kamocha. The fact that God entrusted you and nobody else with the ability to interpret dreams, it must mean that God knows that you are wise, that you've got so much wisdom and so much potential. I need you, says Paro, on my team. It's a beautiful answer to a difficult question. I think that this is an important lesson for me and for you. It's true in our own lives. Each one of us has a warehouse, has an inventory of God-given skills and talents. Our job, first and foremost, is to recognize that we have those talents. And we have to recognize that they come from Hashem. And if we do that, we too can say about ourselves, Hashem has given me incredible talents. It means that I can handle them, and it means that I can use them in His service. Have an amazing day, everyone.